General Dynamics, a weapons manufacturing company with contracts connected to the United States and Israel, is applying to expand their facilities in Valleyfield, an hour outside of Montreal. The U.S.-based armaments maker plans to add 12 to 15 new buildings to its Valleyfield site by 2028. This expansion could see up to 200 job openings at General Dynamics, according to CoStar, a commercial real estate information group. But activists who live near the Valleyfield site, as well as various groups in Montreal and around Quebec, have raised ethical and environmental concerns about this expansion. Their concerns are twofold. They're worried about environmental and health damage that the expansion of this facility could cause, and they object to General Dynamics supplying of weaponry components used in Israel's genocide of Palestinians. Products labeled cartridges have been shipped from General Dynamics plants in Quebec through the United States and to Israel as recently as July of 2025, according to publicly available Israeli shipping data. In August of 2024, the Pentagon in the United States announced it would be shipping 50,000 120mm high-explosive mortar cartridges to Israel, naming the principal contractor as General Dynamics here in Quebec. Groups across Canada have been calling for tighter restrictions on arms and munition shipments out of Canada in general, amid the United Nations declared genocide in Gaza. The government of Canada is adamant that it has not allowed arms shipments to Israel since January of 2024, a claim disproven in recent reports. There have been calls to tighten loopholes that allow munitions to move through third-party exporters in the United States and generally detangle Canada's supply chain from Israel and the Israeli Defense Force.
What we realize is that Quebec is a key hub of the supply chain of weapons. And at least from this report and the first one, we've been able to see how this relationship holds and how without Quebec, it would be way more difficult for the supply chain to continue and to exist.
That was Olfa Ayit from the Palestinian Youth Movement, one of the groups behind multiple arms embargo reports.
Our role as Canadian and as, you know, constituent of these MPs is that they shouldn't answer to foreign states. They shouldn't answer to foreign companies or even Canadian companies that manufacture goods to a genocide. And so it's our role here to keep pushing for arms embargo and to keep demanding until we have it.
General Dynamics spokesperson Berkeley Whaley has publicly stated that recent products shipped to Israel were, quote, non-lethal training materials not requiring an export permit, unquote. General Dynamics recently announced to investors that they were expanding their ball powder propellant production capacity by 20%. Ball powder propellant is a type of smokeless propellant used primarily in military small arms, automatic weapons, and medium caliber rounds. Because this particular propellant is manufactured at the Valleyfield facility, its expansion would likely contribute to this promised uptick in production. On Wednesday, March 18th, Quebec's Bureau of Public Hearings on the Environment, the BAP, held a public consultation meeting. The meeting was attended by activists and community members, who presented memorandums written by seven different groups and signed by community members, including neighbors of the Valleyfield plant. These groups included environmentalists like Climate Justice Montreal, Common Horizons, and the Mohawk Mothers, as well as anti-war and pro-Palestinian groups like the Palestinian Youth Movement and Independent Jewish Voices. This coalition put questions to the BAP about the larger-scale environmental impacts of war, as well as the ethical implications of allowing the Valleyfield operation of General Dynamics to expand. The BAP responded by saying that most of these questions were out of the scope of their bureau. Other testimonials and memorandums signed by community members raised concerns about air quality in the area, and some alleged that current operations at the General Dynamics plant in Valleyfield have led to poor air quality in surrounding municipalities.
We oppose this as much for like the impact it has on like local and the local and global environment, but also obviously because it's like General Dynamics is like part of the war machine and produces weaponry that is sent to the IDF to kill Palestinians, and we won't stand for that here.
That's Tamara Gandor, an activist involved in the fight against the General Dynamics expansion. She said her group spent days knocking on doors in communities near the General Dynamics plant prior to the public hearing.
The goal of it was to inform residents about the expansion and to mobilize them to take action, to like empower them to take action against General Dynamics, because yeah, like the responses that we got from a lot of these people that like did actually know about this facility and were against it, they were like it's not worth it to complain to them because it's not gonna work anyway. Like they're not gonna listen to us. So like part of our goal was to empower them to attend the consultation and to like get into dialogue about this. But yeah, we basically just like asked them if they knew what the like if they knew that there was a facility there. And most, as I said, most of them did, some of them didn't, but all of them, I would say, all of them had seen smoke coming out of like this area, and could tell like something was going on in the air, even if they didn't know the facility was there. There were a lot of testimonies of the smell of plastic. So yeah, obviously this contaminates the air. There were also testimonies about how people have seen wildlife decreasing in the area, because like this is the municipality de Sète was like quite an elderly population, I'd say. So these are people that have been living there for quite a while, so they've seen the evolution for many years. So yeah, there's people who like are like regularly go fishing and have like noticed decreases in fish populations in the river. People who have seen decreases in like bird populations. It was just so sad to see that people felt really disempowered to take action against this because they don't know how, like how to access the avenues to fight against it. They don't know whether they should talk to the actual company, or they should talk to the municipal government, or if they should talk to the Minister of the Environment. It's just like it's a very convoluted process, and it's intentionally convoluted so that action is not deliberately taken against like a really lucrative defense company.
Gandor says with the public consultation on the expansion over with, the next steps will require more awareness and likely protest.
Making this issue more public now is very vital because, as I said before, like there's like a deliberate attempt to bury this expansion project, so that people are not hearing about it, right? Because like actually there are so many people that are against General Dynamics, and they know that people would be against it. So getting it in the public eye, like contacting as many like news outlets as we can for them to like yeah to like report about it. Trying to get more people to help us organize this campaign, because right now like we're a very small group. We're like maybe 10, like 10 people actively organizing. Trying to build a better coalition with residents. We actually have a contact with someone from Montérégie Antifa that has been like helping us organize since the beginning. We're hoping to like solidify that connection, and then yeah, like build a coalition with people that are living in the municipality de Cèdre, because obviously they're the most affected by the project. And yeah, after the consultation, like we talked to a lot of them. A lot of them came up to us and thanked us for the work we were doing, for the memoirs we submitted. So they can definitely be our allies.
General Dynamics has not yet responded to CJLO about allegations of poor air quality and open burning in their Valleyfield facility. There will be more on this developing story on CJLO News. I'm Adam Innes with the Local Journalism Initiative.